I remember one day we're in the car and he just said, Nugent, I'm a millionaire. I said, Tom, yeah, you are. He goes, no, I'm a millionaire. And at that exact moment, I will never forget the song Black Betty started playing on the radio and he cranked it up and we just started playing air guitar and rocking out to his newfound wealth.
Oh, Black Betty, bam, bam, whoa, Black Betty, bam, bam, Black Betty had a child, bam, bam, the damn thing gone wild, bam, bam, said it weren't none of mine, bam, bam, the damn thing gone blind, bam, bam, said, oh, Black Betty, bam, bam, whoa, Black Betty, bam, bam.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them episode 809, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and we want to know where you at. We want to hear from you. If you're out there and you're quietly lurking in the darkness, not saying anything, we don't even know you exist, let us know you exist. We don't care how. Maybe it's a meme featuring Jim. Maybe it's an email to the person to my left. All you have to do is type big swinging dick at jeffmurphy.com.
Hey, thank you, thank you. Yes, I'm Jeff Murphy, a.k.a. the white Zooey Deschanel. What it do? Yes, I know what you're thinking. White boy got an adorkable aura that's undeniable. Yeah, it's true. But lately I've been getting real Chinese with it. You know what I'm saying? Go down to the Chinese restaurant full of Chinese twinks. And they're talking about some Mugu Gai Pan. I'm like, more goo my ass. With all these Chinese twinks around, I'm gay. I'm just kidding. But we need a shorter name for these Chinese twinks. Twinies? It's too long. We'll figure it out. Anyways,
that's a good joke.
Back to you, Mike.
That's a very good joke, Jeff. It's a very good joke.
It's Chinese twinks. Have you seen them?
Hey, do you want to just like send a message to the patreon.com chat room? And that's how we hear from you. Do you want to like send a Facebook message? But who are you going to send it to? Maybe you should go to that search bar and type Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro.
Are you alive? Are you alive? Just wonder if you're alive.
Daewoo in the chat says that he's alive. So yes. It's good to know. I was wondering.
I'd like to see that motherfucker prove it.
Yeah, prove that you're alive.
Prove
that
you're
alive.
He's
fully alive.
Actually, he does prove it every week with like some weird screenshot.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, so Miami Beach canceled motherfucking spring break, apparently.
Explain. Whoa. What does that mean?
Now, I thought this was just a goof because it's set up almost like an SNL sketch or something. Uh-huh. And it's kind of almost filmed and presented that way as well.
Like a digital short?
Yeah. One sec. Hold on, let me pull a video. But apparently, you know, they have all this crime that happens. And they were like, you know what? Please don't come here. Please don't come here. But this is the video that's been going around where Miami's trying to say, like, please don't come here for spring break. Although I guess we're in, like, the heat of it right now, right?
I don't know.
Or at least gearing up.
The day I left high school, the day I graduated high school, I never thought about spring break ever again because I never went to college. Well, and if I left college, then I'd never think of it again.
Spring break.
Look at those shorts. Well, even like when I was in Orlando, like 2 weeks ago, there was like people that were still there on break. I mean, I don't know. I guess some high schools maybe do have like February vacation. I'm with you, Mike. Who the fuck knows?
Hey, we need to talk.
This
isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach.
Hitting up the spa.
Or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
Now, are this isn't the aliens, right? This is the aliens wasn't a year ago.
She holds it up. It's that video, the alien yeah. video.
Oh, the guy
one because there was all
the forklifts.
There were all those cops that were at that mall or whatever.
Oh
the
no,
fuck it was.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Well, because yeah, even happened? Ghostly Squids in the chat, aliens in Miami again. But that's what. Yeah, it'd be funny. I was like, wait, is that what they're referring to? But no, apparently, just shit went down.
I mean, Jim, not to throw some work at you, but. This video is begging for her to hold up that phone and something yeah, else to be yeah. on it.
That was our breaking point. So we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe. So we're done.
And just so you know, we're serious.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access.
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
We're breaking up with
Miami
spring
goes
break.
Bankrupt in one day.
I think it's tricky because they clearly are making a decision, but the approach is, hey, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking come here. We hate you. And if you do, we're going to rip you off. That, I don't know if that's the approach, right? Yeah.
Well, because
we're breaking up with Black Biker Week. They didn't have that commercial, did they?
You know, there's a good amount of people that are like, it's a challenge now. It's like,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
They're wrapping cocaine around their legs.
You challenged a bunch of fucking bussing haircut guys to be like, fucking Orlando Spring Break Challenge. Yeah.
The bus bros are going?
They're all going to have their fucking TikToks out. They're going to be like, okay, we're going to try and get into this parking lot without paying.
Loud challenge, Miami Beach.
Loud challenge, this children's hospital in Miami.
Boom.
Yeah, because now it is like a weird, like a badge of honor to be like, we went to fucking... Now, it used to just be like, where are you going for spring break? We're going to Miami. Yeah. Where are you going for spring break? We're going to fucking Miami, bro. They told us not to.
They said it's
going to
be more expensive and more cops.
But that's
more,
also...
More fun.
And you show how much balling you are. Like, yeah, well, I'm fucking balling. I'm going to Miami. It's
probably
gonna be,
park every day.
Parking's up the
ass. I'm not even going to walk anywhere. I'm driving everywhere.
I'm driving through the DUI checkpoint. Fucked up. Damn bean. What are they going to do about it?
I could get Ubers.
Have stricter drug laws enforced.
I'm going to chug Molly water and rent a car.
Yeah, we're boofing GHB and we're going to fucking the Dolphins game. Yeah, they're not playing, but we're there.
Miami Beach, Florida.gov breakup.
I think that's tricky.
Does that just spill over into like neighboring beachfront cities in Florida?
Maybe. You know what it does?
I bet Daytona, baby.
Cancun.
Broward County's going to be lit.
Cancun should put out a video being like, hey, you know who's a great rebound chick?
Yeah.
Cancun.
Kiss of me.
Yeah, you know who's got a great fucking Bucky's? Daytona.
Dude, what if they all go to Celebration and just turn up in those houses?
Yeah,
dude,
get that pizza.
That'd be the way to go. Go to fucking Celebration, man. They got a little... They get a little town center.
Yeah, get a rebound
chick. Have spring break there.
Get some strange.
Just do wet t-shirt contests and like fucking get drunk
just
in the seat.
Diving in all the swamps that are in Central Florida.
Yeah.
Doing body shots out of an asshole.
Yeah, just fucking.
It's Celebration.
Using a gator as a luge. You're like.
Yeah.
Let's
Ice
see.
Ice luge gator.
I don't know. They have more details around it or if it's just the same stuff. 6%. Travel volume ahead of spring break up 6% compared to the same time period in 2023, according to TSA. Because the other thing, too, is like, feels like you want more lead time. People probably already have shit booked at this point.
Yeah, what you got to do is you got to take a book out of fucking Las Vegas and just look at what we did for Super Bowl weekend. We made it fucking, we were chill as fuck.
Hmm.
Ain't no extra crime. Made a fuck ton of money. Everyone was like loving it. They said we're one of the best Super Bowl cities they've ever been to. Just do what we did.
DeSantis stopped by Miami Beach this week with a message. If you're coming here to enjoy Florida and have a good time, fine. If you're coming for these other reasons, if you're committing crime, causing havoc, you're going to pay the price.
Is he new?
DeSantis?
No, DeSanctimonious?
Oh, yeah, I know DeSanctimonious.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they're one in the same.
What?
It's vibrant. It's alive. Or is this someone else? Despite the changes and warnings, people having a good time in the city. It's vibrant. It's alive. It's so good, said the Cassandra Ropert. The vibe's been amazing. I mean, the people are friendly. The food is really good. And obviously, as you can see behind me, the party never stops.
I get what they mean.
They just mean like, hey, don't come here to be a fucking idiot.
Yeah, because like we have the Strip. Strip fucking sucks. The Strip is not fun to go to because there's a bunch of dumb tourists all the time. You don't want to drive there because they just walk through every fucking crosswalk. They'll walk through red lights. They're drunk everywhere. They're stupid people. Fremont is like a worse version of the Strip because it's all just dumb tourists. So I understand that. But also, like, I just don't go there. Like, I would imagine that Miami Beach, that's not like where everyone lives. That's got to be like similar to us just avoiding the Strip, right?
Well, but it was, I guess it's more so, they're just kind of letting you know like ahead of time. Cause usually I'm sure it's like, dude, spring break, there's so many people. I'm sure they typically turn a blind eye to a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
People like in public drinking when you're not supposed to, or just like smoking weed or whatever the fuck, doing drugs. So they're basically just saying like, hey, we're not going to do that this time.
Yeah. If the cops shot every black guy they wanted to shoot, they'd run out of bullets.
No, exactly. And I mean, maybe we'd be like Japan.
Front, forefront. it's just that picture of, you know, with the future city, the memes with the future cities.
So the city of Miami Beach, their curfews, DUI checkpoints, closing parking lots. We'll be doing bag checks at beach entrances. Police will be making arrests for drug possession and violence. Each Thursday through Sunday, beach entrances will be limited to the 5th, 10th, and 12th streets, which will close at 6 p.m. Coolers, inflatable devices, tents, tables, and similar objects are not allowed, and the entrances will include bag checks. Playing loud music without a permit will be restricted. Alcohol and cigarettes are always prohibited on Miami beaches, according to the city's website.
Are any of the locals pushing back in the whole, like, well, fuck, it's like their fault now. We are going to get punished if we want to go down there during that time kind of thing?
Well, it says some of these rules don't apply to residents, so...
You just drink a bubble.
Just show a local ID and you're good. You're smoking three cigarettes on the beach at the same time with one of those weird, like, single cigarettes that you put the three in the end, but then you show your Miami ID and the cops just walk on.
Chinese guy that shoves like 40 cigarettes. As well.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, you're just laying there on the beach like with like the mermaid sand boobs, but you got like a mouthful of cigarettes.
You're like, now I'm the man in the box.
Well, it looks like some parking lots will only be for local residents. They won't have to pay the flat rate parking. Visitors will face towing rates that are double the normal. They'll pay $516 if the car is towed.
And it's just a huge cash grab.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also, like, I guess every now and then you have to show, like, you know, sometimes we just understand that we're going to let shit go down, but we're just letting you know, hey, we're not going to let shit go down. So here's just your warning. Don't be stupid because, you're going to have to pay a bunch of money.
Hey, what's it say about Airbnbs and Vrbos being illegal?
People are running illegal short-term rentals like Airbnbs and Vrbos. Well, I mean, there are some in Vegas that are illegal. Like, technically, isn't it like it has to be, or you can't have like X amount in certain areas or something? I think every city has its own like weird Airbnbs that sometimes people are technically breaking those laws.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because billionaires be buying up these apartments that homeless people could be ripping the wires out of.
Well, not even homeless people, but just like a regular person could buy that house. But now they can't because a corporation buys it because they're going to rent it out for exorbitant fees.
BlackRock.
Let me see. What are like Las Vegas Airbnb laws? I thought at one point it couldn't be like a single family home or something, but that they probably changed that.
Huh. Meaning like, or like what other kind of home?
Yeah, like I think every room has to be a different Disney theme.
Yeah. Okay. Or it might have been something like you can't like have a home just for that or something. Because I think when I stayed... When we did our quarantine 9/11 boys, I stayed in these families' home, and it was like they had their food in the cupboard and in the fridge and shit. Like it wasn't. I was like, this is clearly not a vacation rental. Like I think they live here sometimes, and then they rent it out other times when they're just and they go stay at like their meemaw's house or some shit.
Their law is like you can't rent out on Airbnb without a huge list of chores for them to do. Even though they pay the cleaning fee, they have to do all these chores. No? You guys are cool with this?
I'm sorry. I was reading. I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, fuck it. Whatever.
No, I apologize. I had my little brother with an emergency text.
Well, I was seeing that. Sorry. Well, one of the things is that, I don't know if this is still true, but Airbnb vacation rentals cannot be within 660 feet from another short-term rental.
Oh, so like... So you'd have to go, hi, I'm the guy trying to do this thing. And they go, cool, where's the address? And you go, right here. And then they go,
sorry,
ah, that's
someone else already is renting out a rental there or something or other.
So what stops, okay, maybe this is just, I'm fucking naive. What stops you from just going like, okay, it's this address.
And then people just do that, or they just
kind of. When people contact you, you go like, well, I've got this other location, yeah. And it's $500 cheaper if you want to go there, but like, how about we just do it off the books kind of thing? And then someone goes, well, that's a lot less. So
I think they just kind of, whatever they're supposed to do to register it, they just don't do that, like with the city or whatever, and just put it on Airbnb.
Because
I doubt Airbnb even like looks into that shit.
I guess I just kind of assumed you didn't have any rules.
Now you could face $180,000 in penalties. I'm sure you probably don't.
It feels like all that stuff would be so hard to enforce.
It looks like you do need to get licenses for listings across Las Vegas. I guess there are two cases where owners got an initial warning and vowed to end their activity. A listing continued to be posted and steep fines accumulated. Home off of Sahara and Rancho. Went before Las Vegas City Council. The homeowner and the attorney appealed the fines, and they were denied.
Isn't that over by Burlington? Is that the Burlington you go to, Murph?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sahara and Rancho, though, yeah, it's like a weird area to have that kind of...
Yeah, I was trying to think. Like that'd be weird houses.
Be far away.
And you're not close to the Strip. You think you would want people that were close to the Strip? There's like a shitload of those houses that are like right downtown, like right now, like over by the Beverly. You know, there's that like neighborhood that's like across the street. Yeah. I bet you lots of those houses have like Verbos and shit.
I wonder if those are the ones you can't have. They're like, these are historic buildings.
Right. Yeah. There is a lot. I mean, I know that I had some friends at work that lived in one of those and they had to like just to rent it. There was like all sorts of rules they had to follow because it was in a historic district.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Well, there's someone off of Centennial and Fort Apache that got a $17,000 fine.
Damn. Whoa, that's a weird location as well.
That's what I mean. The one I stayed in was like up over on like Grand Teton and something or other.
Huh.
It's like way the fuck away from shit, but like, I don't know. The homeowner acknowledged the illegal listing and vowed it would cease. According to county records, the property owner continued to operate an illegal Airbnb.
I like these people keep vowing and then they're like, fuck that vow. I don't give a fuck about a vow.
Well, they settled the fine for $8,500, but I wonder if you're like, well, fuck, I make 30 grand off my Airbnb.
Yeah.
It's just cost of business at this point.
It's the old flee the scene when you're drunk and you get in a car accident because it costs you less and you'll get in trouble less for fleeing the scene of a car accident than getting caught under the influence in the same car accident. So that's them, but with the Verbo.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see like what laws specifically did they break? Is it just that one where it can't be in vicinity of another one? Let's see.
Who's enforcing this? Is it just Verbo themselves?
Well, that's what I was just reading. Is it's not Verbo and Airbnb don't give a fuck. They'll host whoever. There's like a committee or something that is like trying to bust these people to stop it. But of course, it's just probably like a small committee.
Well, and we have so many fucking HSAs. I'm sure those motherfuckers. And then it's like, well, shit. Now I don't want them to bust them because HSAs are the devil. So
yeah, they suck.
I actually want them to fail.
Let's see. The Greater Las Vegas Short-Term Rental Association is the people busting them.
Huh. So they have to like make an association when like this app becomes popular or something?
I think like in some loopholes are like if you do the rent, you can rent a room out in your house, like if you're living there.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't want that. I mean, I guess some cheapos do.
Well, that's what a literal old bed and breakfast used to be, right?
Before purchasing an investment property, let's see. If your property is located in Clark County and it's a short-term rental, meaning less than 31 days, Well, this says that that's considered illegal.
What about unincorporated Clark County? Because that you'd be shocked how much of Vegas is unincorporated Clark County.
It does say majority of the strip and surrounding areas, short-term rentals like Airbnb or which are less than 30 days are not allowed. Because you'd also think the hotels here would be like, fuck off.
It'd be, well, that's what the taxi union did with Uber forever, right? Like, we didn't get it until, like, some cities had had it for, like, fucking 10 years or some shit because, like, we had the taxi union. I would imagine the hotels here are way, way, way too powerful to let that shit slide.
They encourage your neighbors to report any short-term rental accommodations from sites like Airbnb, which will then be investigated.
How weak do you have to be like, oh, hello? Yeah, my neighbor's got an Airbnb.
I could see doing it, though, if you deal with a couple like weeks of like, what the fuck? There's weirdos staying
or they're loud assholes. Yeah. Because I do have like, my new neighbors are fucking loud. They're like constantly loud. They have a dog that literally barks all through the night from like 10 to like 5 a.m. It'll just bark all night long. I'll get home like after the show. Like last week I got home. Our show ended at like a little after 11. I got home at like 11:45. The music was so loud, I could hear it from my parking spot when I got out of my car. And so I get in my fucking house and it's like, I may be exaggerating a little bit. Like I don't like feel the bass like shaking the walls, but like I can feel and hear the not just the bass, but like the word
Metallica
to every song.
Or Phil Collins or something?
No, it's rap music. Unfortunately. So very, very bass heavy. And then it's just like, I'm like, come on. Like I am a patient person. I also don't want to be on my apartment's radar because like, the unfortunate thing is the complainer becomes on the radar almost as much as the person they have to complain about.
Yeah.
So I don't want to complain.
Are you starting shit in the community, Mike?
Yeah. And I don't want to deal with that. But then it's like, dude, it's been like 3-4 weeks in a row where like multiple times I am hearing bass through my floor until like 3 a.m. And that's work nights, not just weekends, not just Fridays where you... Like, I'm not even saying that's an excuse, but you can almost go like, well, compared to what Wednesday, Friday night makes more sense, but it's still like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then it's like, dude, that fucking dog, it's just all day long, just the loudest barking all day long, all night long, middle of the night, all the time. And it's just, but like, I don't want to be the guy that's like, hey, that guy's dog won't start barking, make them get rid of it. Like, what are you going to do? So I try to like ignore that. But then it's like, if I was in a neighborhood where I could just go, oh shit, I can just complain about like, the never-ending rotation of strangers. I guess I am the weak man I made the joke about because I would do it in a fucking heartbeat. I changed my own mind.
So, yeah, what I was reading, I was actually, before July 1st, 2022, they were basically were illegal. So I guess I was staying in an illegal Airbnb at the time.
Fuck yeah.
The law went into effect in July 2022.
Oh, yeah,
because
you had, like, the scary rooms. Like the locked doors and
the
scary sections where you're like,
because I think it was just
there.
Those people who was just regularly their home.
Yeah.
But so then, now they have like, you can apply for a license. You have to get a permit for it. You can, you have to set minimum stay periods, maximum occupancy. Yeah. 660 feet between two short-term rental properties.
It's not very much feet.
2,500 feet between a short-term rental property and a resort.
Okay, that one makes sense.
10% maximum of units in a complex can be offered for short-term rentals. Apartment buildings are prohibited explicitly from short-term rentals.
Good.
They must have a local representative available 24/7, and maximum 5 short-term rental permits with 1 per property. So, like, yeah, some guy can't be like, I own 8 properties, and I'm renting them all out and charging crazy fees. I mean... Like, obviously, I think it's a great service when we go on our big trips, but for the most part, I would usually go to a hotel anyways. It's not as good. It's a good deal for a big group.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's me and Stella, like, it's not worth paying. We'd pay way more in, like, fees and bullshit than just staying at a hotel where you get more amenities for cheaper.
Yeah, when it's all of us, we have a kitchen so Jeff can make breakfast burritos. We've got a pool. For us to hang out
and
we all get our own
when
rooms.
We don't have breakfast burritos.
They were delicious, Jim.
They were good. Yeah,
they were good, but he was upset we didn't have them.
I know, but that's not why I'm bringing it up.
You guys want to eat fruit all day like a bunch of monkeys.
I did like the fruit. but then we all get our own room. We can sleep and stay up at our own Hey, like I could go up in my room and fall asleep. You guys could like, honestly, frankly, be loud,
no way.
Be loud and watch movies and like hang out and not, I couldn't even hear you. Yeah. So like it gives us the benefit of that.
We listen to rap music till 3 a.m.
Yeah. So like, and like, I also think we're conscious guests. I don't think we've ever been dickheads in any of our verbos.
Yeah, we don't fuck anything up.
Yeah, we're not weird to the neighbors.
Up. Yeah.
So I think we're good people.
Damn, Orlando's expected to be the top destination for spring break.
Let's go.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Everybody's going. Well, because Jim, everybody wants to see the new Moana Way of Water section at Epcot.
Yeah, everyone's hoping DreamWorks Land opens at Universal, but they're going to be too early.
They're like, no, the new gate is not going to be open yet, you guys. Come on. Just go to Japan if you want to ride the Donkey Kong coaster. Be like Jim and them.
Fuck. Theme parks, right, guys?
Boo.
Anyways,
Shakur.
We'll take that challenge. We'll go to Miami.
I won't. Unless there's a Buggies. Is there a Buggies in Miami?
There must be, right? Let's see.
Let's see. I guess we're checking. Oh, yeah,
that's a site map. Hold on. Is Florida getting another Buggies?
Where is it?
This was only a couple weeks ago here. A fourth Buc-ee's is coming to Florida.
Drivers in Florida will have beaver nuggets and brisket sandwiches to look forward.
What's a beaver nugget?
I think those are the chips I had.
You holding out on us, bro?
Are they the chips that I had?
They better not be calling their chips beaver nuggets.
Yeah, let me see.
They have too much merch for them to not know what a beaver nugget is.
Maybe boneless wings?
Oh, wait. Yeah, no. These are like different. I don't think we had these really.
Are these like popcorn?
Like caramel? Caramel corn. Caramel corn? Or
I'm a caramel corn guy.
Or like a savory Cheeto? Is that what it is? It's kind of like a savory Cheeto.
Yeah, I didn't really have these. Yeah, I didn't have their beaver nuggets.
What's the closest Buc-ee's to Las Vegas, Nevada?
I think it's far.
Is it like Idaho or some shit, maybe?
Let's see. Let me just pull it up in Google Maps.
Yeah, I need to know. Tell me because I need to know.
Is it Texas?
Probably. Tejas. Yeah, Tejas.
Looks like it's Tejas, I think.
Oh, interesting.
Where's the new one going? Planned Buc-ee's and
Las Vegas. We heard an outcry.
So the project, well, the current, yeah, the other Buc-ee's locations in Florida, St. Augustine and Daytona. So where's the third one? This is the fourth one.
Which is the one that you keep going to?
Daytona.
Nice.
Fourth Buc-ee's. County records show Buc-ee's development in the works near North Street, Lucci County, off of I-95. Where the fuck is that? We don't know. You think we're just going to know?
North St. Lucie County?
Yeah, I don't know where Indrio Road is.
Well, even the one, when we were just last there at the one in Daytona, like, you go, like, when you pull up, there's this huge space of land before you see the Buc-ee's in the distance, and then there's a huge parking lot, because obviously it's busy. But then as I was driving out of the huge parking lot, it looks like they're building like a mini Buc-ee's over by the front of the Buc-ee's. I don't know if that's just a regular expansion or what.
Buc-ee's Express.
Yeah, that's the real shit.
Oh, shit. Buc-ee's Sexpress. You can fuck in that Buc-ee's. Is it called a Buc-ee's?
Yeah, going to the Buc-ee's.
Bust your beaver nuggets.
Hey, you guys going to the Buc-ee's? I'm going to go into the Buc-ee's and get some beaver nuggets with Murph. Me and Murph are heading into the Buc-ee's to get beaver nuggets.
Yeah, we're going
to
have some limp beaver nuggets. That's where we come all over the caramel corn and slop it up.
Yeah, slop that fucking beaver nugget up.
Let me see. What was the other story
Watch
here?
Watch out, Buc-ee's.
I don't like beaver nuggets. It's too close to pussy. Give me that beaver nugget, you cunt.
Yeah, it sounds like if someone's taking a shit out of a pussy.
You know what? We are just like that other show. We're exactly like them.
Oh, it's Women's Day.
Is it Women's Day? Yeah. Well, it's Women's Month,
but today's Women's Day.
Is that
why
you're at Pussy Fever, Jim?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think I've already asked this question, but how are you gonna have a Women's Day in the midst of Women's Month?
Because the bitches just want more and more, and they take and take.
We were doing something last year because my Facebook reminded me that it's like five or six years ago that we weren't gonna do an episode of the show that week. We're out of town, and we said that it was because we were marching in a Women's Day parade.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like us.
Yeah, it sounds like us.
Just like that other show would do.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So, all right, this was like a couple weeks ago, I think. But this guy in a kilt was going around the antique stores and like putting stuff up his ass and then and then putting it back.
So wait, what?
A mad Scotsman?
But I think in the news story, they just have to be like, he was putting it up his kilt.
Oh, he is a mad Scotsman.
It's making fucking...
Yeah, I just was really in shock.
Like a thrift store? I
didn't know what to say or think.
Right now at 6, a bizarre story at a local...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Local antique He's gallery, those a cool man wearing kilt. A kilt is caught on surveillance video placing antique items under his kilt, then putting them back on the shelves. Good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, yeah, pretend they're looking around
at stuff.
I need a chandelier.
Yeah, so this is kind of, I mean, I guess I was like, I was like, am I insulting this guy by comparing him to the Penn State dog fucker? But I guess he's that guy was putting shit up his ass as well in public.
He is, this guy is closer to the Penn State dog fucker than he is to us three.
Because, yeah, remember he was just putting tree branches up his ass on the nature camera?
Yeah, I remember he was just fucking his dog. This guy's a freak.
This incident happened in spring at the Antique Gallery of Houston.
Spring, when you can bust out your kilt finally.
Live from there with what she's learned about this incident. Corley.
Yeah, we want to warn you that these videos are disturbing. Oh, and store managers and employees tell us that this same man has been accused of doing the same thing at other antique shops in the area. But employees here at Antique Gallery say he didn't buy.
Dude, it's almost like when she's telling the story, a car pulls up and turns around. It's almost like he can hear the story.
Oh, yeah.
People have been accusing him of
putting stuff up as guilt.
Accused of doing the same thing at other antique shops
in
the area.
Oh,
yeah. But Gooch here. Antique gallery say he didn't buy or steal anything,
a grandfather clock
but they're hoping
real quick.
He'll be caught. Cameras capture this man in a kilt looking around an antique booth. He grabs an item off a shelf. He's then seen walking behind a bird cage. He appears to put the item
under
his
kilt
before
putting
it back on a shelf.
Number one, I was disgusted.
Susan Golden is the manager at Antique Gallery. She says the bizarre incident happened on Thursday.
Ugh, he's getting deep,
too. So how did you find out about what he was doing?
That night, one of the dealers sent me a video that she had from a camera in her own booth.
The dealers are able to keep an eye on their booths through a store Wi-Fi account.
Oh, this is like one of those shops like where Woody finds Bo Peep in Toy Story 4.
Yeah, but it's also like, I guess everyone has their own little like corner of
it
or something.
Yeah. They have this like arts district, and it's kind of like that London place we walked around.
The Red Rooster, right?
Yeah.
Their this booths like through a store Wi-Fi account where they can access
your ass,
their cameras at all times. Another camera shows a woman walking into a booth. The man comes up.
I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna fuck you like the stuff up my ass.
I've got the rook from a chessboard in my ass. Do you know where the Zoltar machine is?
I found someone's old mouth guard. It's up my ass right now.
Another camera shows a woman walking into a booth. The man comes up to her, whispers in her ear, then leaves. He appears to grab another item off a shelf and puts it under his kilt, once again returning the item.
Has you seen that man or woman in here before?
Oh my God.
I think they've been in here before.
Why are people sickos, dude? Where do the sickos come from? Why are they always coming around, the sickos?
That's true.
They can't be sick. Their sickness always has to be public.
Yeah, they're always up to no good. Well, because the thing is, their sickness was private, but then they needed
it. Became,
they needed more thrills.
It's not enough anymore.
Yeah.
Is it the sicko cycle? Like, is it this someone did something weird to this guy, so now he has to be a weirdo? Or are some of them just born sickos?
Well, one, my favorite new metal band, Sicko Cycle.
Yeah.
Two, I think that it comes down to like it start. I'm gonna kink shame.
Like chicken or the egg.
It starts off as like a weird little like innocent kink.
Yep.
But then you need more. You're like a drug addict. You need more. You need more. Not everybody needs more, but the people that do, the sickos, they just need more and more until they're like, okay, I guess I'll go out and do it in public. I guess I'll do it where I might get caught. I guess I'll do it multiple times. I guess I'll do it at every antique shop in town. Yeah.
What do they call?
Or you just fuck them up early childhood, and this, yeah, every serial killer is just like their dad slapped them around, and then they're like shoving ladies up their ass.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, is it built or is it? I guess nature versus nurture. But maybe some of them, some of them could just pop out that way.
Column A and column B.
Yeah, they pop out that way, and you're just stuck with them. You're wandering around your house. It's blue, pissing on the floor, and slipping in it.
That's why you're smacking them around.
Yeah, you got to smack them around. Yeah.
Not too much.
But just enough. Just enough.
You need them to know. You need them to know who's boss.
Like, what do they call it with serial killers? It's just, fuck.
Oh, the sicko cycle.
Sicko cycle.
It's like how they start. Well, they'll start initially like hurting animals, but then they work their way up.
Oh yeah, no,
it's
got to be like
that. It's a basic ass word, but I can't even think of it.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I'm not familiar. Yes, and I've watched both seasons of Mindhunter.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's the MO. I don't know.
What you're talking about.
I just like, did this guy maybe one time like he wasn't even thinking about it. He's like walking through Target and he scratched his ass, but then he picked up a piece of like a mug to look at, and he started thinking like, oh, I have my ass smell on this mug now. And like slowly turned more into first, he was just touching his ass, wiping his ass. Then he's like, I could wear a kilt.
All the way in.
I can put these things up my ass.
I bet he saw something that looked like a thing at home. He sticks up his ass and was like, I could fucking do it. Like, I could do that. And then he tried it. And like, it was his first time. He was like, oh, my God.
Maybe did it to a friend's house first. And then it was like just people he knew. Yeah.
Sneak a boof.
Yeah.
I go into gyms. I put the gremlin arm up my ass. And no one is looking. You guys are all looking at his taco pizza downstairs. I'm shoving a gremlin arm up my ass. I think it also, you can't rule out that one day he was in a China shop and is killed. Bull comes rushing through, knocks him over. Russian nesting doll right up the ass.
Yeah.
That's no fault of his own, just trauma.
Bull-related
China shop trauma.
Someone puts a bowling pin on a chair that he's about to sit down on, and he sits down, and he's like, whoa!
Yeah.
And he's like running around. It looks like a tail. He can't do anything about it. And he's like, all right, well, I will never come back here again. But then he's like walking out of his car, and he's like, until tomorrow.
In the next day.
I live here now.
Yeah, the pussy monster can't sleep.
Escalation. I think that's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
Of. Yeah, thank you, Ghostly Squids. It's escalation from Target to the antique store. Kristen's saying she's putting the angel puppet up her. Don't you dare. It's one of my prized possessions, my angel puppet.
I'm taking the handle of your Thor's hammer and shoving it up my ass.
Don't you
Jim.
Dare. Although I sold my Thor's hammer.
What? Is it because you found out that I stuck it up my ass?
I got word that maybe someone put up their asshole.
I'm taking Corey Feldman's ear and fucking shoving it down my own ear.
Oh, I can't wait until I own that. I don't own it yet.
I'm taking the foot of Jeff's Funko Pop and putting it in my ass.
You better not.
But I'm never taking it out.
I think they've been in here before. The employees recognized them and said they were just,
sickos.
The guy was really nice and she was nice, and they just shopped around for a few hours.
More cameras captured the man repeating the disturbing acts.
What did they do with those products?
Oh, yeah, look at him. He did that back arch. That's shoving something up your ass for sure.
Is he wearing like a choker, or is that just like
I think he has like Bluetooth headphones?
Yeah, the Bluetooth,
Products. They threw them away mostly.
Golden hopes the man doesn't come back.
Yeah, I hope so too.
But there's nothing they can
and
do
the
legally.
Tell us that the dealers, the antique dealers, have sterilized their booths. Police are involved and they are investigating this case as criminal mischief. If you recognize that man or woman in those videos,
I'm up to some criminal mischief.
Oh, you kept wearing miscreant.
Get on
out
of my
antique store.
My antique store's better without you. Get out of here.
Got a broom.
Chasing him with a broom.
They ask if you recognize the man or woman. Didn't they blur the lady's face out?
Yeah.
Why is she innocent?
The fuck is that? Why are you protecting
her?
And
why aren't they blurring
his face? This is sexism.
It might be his mom, though. He's like, mommy.
Walking into a booth.
Maybe she's got like a face that's disgusting.
It is like the top half, he's just like a football dad. Yeah. And then the bottom half, he's a weird, sick freak.
Maybe he's going, I'm just pretending to put shit up my ass.
So beautiful. I'm so funny. I'm not real. Oh, he's bidding in public. She's just like, no,
I'm not really doing it.
Look, yeah, I mean, they could take some footage of us in stores and probably be like, look at them.
They did catch him.
Whoa.
You may remember this unusual video.
Ugh.
You may remember this
five times speed,
video.
So he had up his ass for a bit.
Here we've been showing you this week a man in an antique store placing
well,
items.
Huge.
Oh, the real handcuffs are the pants they put him in.
Mitchell Vest is now charged with criminal mischief.
Oh, it hurts.
Harris County Precinct 4 Constable Mark Herman says his office got several calls after the video was aired. Vest was arrested yesterday.
Oh yeah, that's my boyfriend.
Yeah, I was like, that's Mitchell Vest. I know that guy.
Who's ACAB now, bitch? guess we put a stop to that.
No, I'm still ACAB.
No, blue lives.
Yeah,
matter
no,
more
blue
than
lives
this
matter
guy.
More than
I
this
hope
guy.
This guy sticks a cop up his
I have
ass.
I have a bumper sticker that's like blue guys matter more than the guy with the kilt that shoves
New
antiques up his ass.
He's happy that they
Trump
put it,
24.
They cuffed him behind his back, so he just keeps reaching for his yeah. butt and sticking his fingers in there.
Oh, the handcuffs go up his ass. He's like, oh no!
All happened at a well-known antique shop in Spring. Fox 26 is Sherman Assam joining us live in the studio with the store's reaction to the video and you
Hannibal
also
mask
have
on his butthole.
The video to show us tonight. It really is just hard to believe, Sherman.
I just have monkeypox and need to scratch.
They put him in one of those like you know the
from three different
I don't know what to call it, but like you know that thing they wheel him in. It kind of looks like a dolly, like a hand truck,
yeah,
but like
yeah, it is literally like that.
They've
yeah,
got
them
him
strapped down.
In an upside down hand truck with the Hannibal Lecter mask on his
ass.
Ass.
Yeah.
What's eating you? It's his butthole talking.
Placing antiques where the sun don't shine. Local police and deputies.
Oh,
are
this guy said it.
White boy crazy.
Sherman DeSalle, you crazy.
The shop manager says this is a deal that no one wants to find.
Yeah. Sherman DeSalle's trying not to crack up.
Thursday, February 8th was a normal day at this Spring antique store. Until cameras caught the moment a customer in a kilt took a liking to certain items on the shelf.
I had to watch it a couple of times just to be sure that...
This lady's doing all these interviews. I would not want to be... I don't want to be representing my business.
Yeah, me neither.
Where a guy was shoving stuff up his ass.
I knew what I was looking at.
Susan Golden has managed the 85,000 square foot shop for 20 years.
I've seen quite a few different things here. But not that. Same day,
dun.
Different Golden received
I
a
have
call
seen
from
a- many things done here, but I ain't seen that.
She saw that and was like, is he alive?
Is he alive? With my shit up his ass.
Skibbity dog, skibbity dog, up my ass.
Is that a guy?
Cameras show a man in a tank top and kilt grab a kitchen fork or spoon from a display. He then walks over to the other side. His hand stays behind him for a while. He's then seen placing the item back on the shelf.
I realized when he put them back that...
There was doo-doo on them.
He wasn't trying to steal them. He was... doing other things with them.
In another section, a closer look. He grabs another item, shoves it underneath the kilt,
yeah, that's
and
a spoon
puts it back.
Handle.
Like wood, the merchandise wood, is valued at around $200.
He was
also
glue.
Accompanied by...
Yeah, it's always... It must just be looking for food implements, right? Because he wants someone to eat off of that.
Maybe...
I think he just likes stuff up his ass too, probably.
Yeah,
probably...
but I mean it's more than just a lot of people like stuff up their ass and they don't go to a place and put stuff up there.
You want to put something that's easy to put up and down, and so the handles on silverware has gotta be like a go to move.
Sure, but I just feel like there's like clearly an extra thrill out of someone buying it.
What a sicko.
And if they're gonna be putting it in their mouth later, that's probably even more of a thrill.
Dude, I only want to put stuff in my ass that someone else is putting in their ass.
Yeah, I only want to put stuff in my mouth that's been up someone's ass.
Well, I got
to
go
to antique stores.
Opinion. Employees say they were there for
yeah,
hours,
look at that back arch.
I just want to make sure that on that fateful day when I show up at the gates of heaven, they're gonna tell me all the bugs I've eaten while I've been asleep, and they're going to show me all the things that I put in my mouth that has unknowingly been up someone else's ass.
Yeah. St. Peter, I need you to level with me, bro. How many things have been in someone's ass that I ate with?
It's like old serial killers where it's like, we caught him for eight, but there's like hundreds of silver cutter and dookie throughout the tri-county area.
You die expecting to find out it was like gross restaurants and stuff. It's just me and Jeff. Like every time we go anywhere, you find out
actually your best friends.
Yeah, me and Jeff are just constantly doing that to you.
Oh, a new Lego set, huh?
You remember you said that one time you wanted it as a joke, and they thought you really wanted it.
It's going to be real hard to put this Twilight set up my ass.
Why are you all doing
Batman animated series?
The space that he got them, there was no obvious
Shit.
Markings.
Yeah, there was wasn't poo on there.
Oh, he had a nice clean ass.
Enema. He shows up again. Golden found out the man's been spotted in other antique stores in Galveston and Tomball.
Oh,
she shared his photos throughout the area.
I hope he
stepped into that one.
Gets what he deserves. I don't really.
I hope he's
know,
killed. I hope he's murdered.
Well, here's the thing. There's no winners because if he goes to jail, guess what?
Things up his ass.
Constantly, every day, living things. Fake things, things that are there for a while, things that are there for a short period of time.
He goes to wood shop, carves a shank, and then shoves it up the head.
He's going
to
be in hog heaven.
A fork. Oh, man. Hey, buddy, you shove it up your ass, you buy it. Okay? I don't care what you do on your own time.
Simpsons guy. Hey,
Bow. You going to pay for that? It's like he's reading a comic book.
Hey, buddy, you shove it, you bought it.
You... 8 more seconds up your ass that you bought it. One.
Just be caught and stopped.
Well, Golden says the items that the man was seen tampering with have been removed and all areas of the store have been sanitized. The Harris County Sheriff's Office says if anyone spots this man doing something like this in the public place, to contact
kick his ass.
Yeah.
If you see him, it's on site.
All the silverware has been donated to the local soup kitchen.
It's fucking on site. Shoot this man in the head. There is actually a $1,000 bounty on his head.
If you see this man doing anything like that, please go sicko mode with the goon squad.
No, he's not related to the trans man shoving the trumpet up his ass. At the music store. Thank
but
you.
Also, nothing will happen to this guy. They'll just fine him, right?
I don't know. He's in handcuffs.
I mean, they'll arrest you, but you're not going to jail.
Criminal mischief?
You know what I mean?
That's a fine, baby.
You go to silly jail.
I guess, they'll put you in a holding cell, and then you'll go to court or whatever.
Wait, didn't we have a bit called Funny Jail?
There was Funny Jail.
Yeah, Funny Jail. That's
where this
YouTube,
guy goes.
Yeah.
This guy goes to Funny Jail.
Mancini.
I remember thinking that was that's a good bit. People, hey.
It's on our YouTube. That's worth checking out.
Yeah, if you're wondering what to do after the show, go on to YouTube and look up Funny Jail on Jim and Them. And then pretend that this guy went there.
Pull up YouTube on your PSP and shove it up your ass. Does it have a browser?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, because the items are estimated worth around $200. Constable's office received information. He was arrested and his bond was set at $100.
That's nothing, dude.
They're like testing the antiques like Coke. They're like, yeah.
He's shoved twice that much up his ass.
Yeah, he Throw the fucking key away. Throw the book at him.
He's shoving like an oil painting up his ass.
Yeah, he's walking out of a museum. You're the world's richest man. Well, we can't catch him.
He's shoving Meek Mill's gun up his ass and taking a duck face picture.
Ooh.
He's doing the behind the back picture, but it's up his ass.
Okay. That's what he did.
There's some more details here. They witnessed him take a makeup brush and a hardware piece. He shoved both items up his anus, then returned them to the shelf. That was $130. The curiosity shop owner reported the damage done to the a bottle opener and a tent can.
What the fuck is a tent can?
We're at $74.
That sounds big.
If that happens to enough of your items, all of a sudden you're in a cult bookstore. You have all these cursed items.
A tobacco tent can. What is that?
I have no idea.
Rusted out can that says Coca-Cola. That's like $300.
Yeah, oh. An antique bottle opener and a restoration hardware piece.
You know, it'd go in your ass real good. Remember those old tubes that mini M&Ms would come in?
Oh, yeah.
Pop one of those up your ass. You barely even know it's there. It goes in so smooth.
You shake your boom bum. A can of Prince Albert right
up
there.
I farted.
I'm a Dapper Dan man myself. Shove some
these are just like old looking. They almost look like...
Yeah, this is the shit he's putting in his ass.
It's just a rolling tobacco.
Yeah, it's like a collectible tobacco tin. Basically.
How is he even fitting this in his ass?
Okay, yeah, so it's probably like that North Pole one. It's just some old Fallout 3 trash.
I just want to set the world on fire.
You could probably put one of these up your ass.
The
especially
juggler?
If you're regularly putting shit up your ass.
You telling me you could fit an Ogden's juggler in your ass?
Not me, but Mitchell Vest can.
Juggler?
Maybe he's just hot dog bugging this stuff. Would you buy some of these spoons if you just hot dog bunned it?
I'm going to need you to explain
Yeah,
that.
What do you mean?
Like if you put a hot dog in a bun, he's not shoving it up his ass. He's doing vertical.
Just like swiping a credit card.
That's what I thought the gun picture he was doing.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think this is going up his ass.
Yeah, that's like, because again, that one where he stepped into
that's like, opening yourself open up. His cheeks up, kind of.
Yeah. This guy? Then the other one where he arched his back.
I mean, he's clearly a big mo. I think his ass can take it.
No, he was with his wife.
They played one of the things at 5x speed. I mean, you could be a mo with a wife. She fucks him in the ass all the time, I bet.
With a fucking potato masher.
A mo with a wife.
Yeah.
Anyways. The Dragon Ball Z guy died,
yeah,
huh?
Kira Toriyama. And it was like, I know this sounds like bad, but in the grand scheme of things, you want someone to die of old age or to die of like a real
cancer.
Thing. Not this guy. He's like, he had like a blood clot or something that just like made him die.
Went to his brain.
60s, I think.
68.
Well, apparently this was from a few years ago, but I saw it because he passed away, and I thought it was a cool story.
Mm-hmm.
This kid that was stung by a bunch of bees, but he just pretended he was Super Saiyan to get through it.
Oh, my God.
Whoa,
yes.
What? He was just going, he was just powering up.
He was stung more than 400 times by bees, and his family admits he is lucky to be alive. Tonight, 11-year-old Andrew and his family are opening up to ABC 15's Chris Crow.
I have a question about his bee kid.
Yeah. He might look like that because he got stung 400 times.
Well, that was going to be my question.
All right.
Was he retarded before he got stung, or did the bee stings make him retarded?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Andrews who saved their grandson.
With everything little Andrew Kunz has been through the past few days,
lights, camera, action!
Distractions are a good thing.
What did they say? It was 11? 10?
Andrew is allergic to bees, and he was ambushed outside of his Saffron.
I honestly didn't know he was allergic when this happened.
Me neither.
Guess he's not.
On Monday.
Bees stung me.
Fake.
His family says Andrew was shooting a BB gun at old cars outside.
Oh no.
He missed.
What a kick-ass kid though. Oh, shooting BB guns.
Bing, bing. And see, not at cats, not at birds, at old cars.
But he probably was shooting
ricochets
it at cats
right into
and
the
birds.
I choose not to think that that's what he was doing.
Oh, nice beehive.
The bees swarmed like a bullet, unable to move. Andrew's only defense was to call grandma.
And he called me. And was crying and saying,
I reminded him to take
me.
A senzu bean
me.
And just go Super Saiyan 2.
A missing 11-year-old boy. They couldn't find him. So in my mind, I'm thinking, I know where this kid's at. He's with the bees.
Saffron Fire Chief Clark Bingham was one of the first to arrive to help.
He's with the bees now. Oh, I forgot. We should have talked about this when we were talking about all the bees around the drink.
Oh, yeah.
Interestingly,
sorry,
Bingham
Ma.
Has a bee allergy, too.
He's with
that
the bees now.
He said, get your ASS up.
Andrew was stung more than 400
times.
He's swollen and in a hospital now. But this is what he'll look like after his recovery.
Yeah,
wow,
he looks very different.
The swelling will go down.
Wow, he really does
he'll
look different.
Good looking self.
Well, I got my answer then.
And just keep a smile.
And for Andrew's new friend, Clark.
Wait, hold on. This story doesn't even have it. I just pulled the story assuming they would get to it, but hold on. I have to find the actual clip then.
Yes. The ultimate hero that I've ever seen.
Yep, he is the ultimate hero, isn't he?
In Phoenix,
well,
Chris
Groh, besides Goku.
Yeah.
My bad, I didn't watch that one ahead of time. I saw a different clip.
Besides SSJ2, go on.
Whoa.
During the Cell game.
Who's on the line?
He needs his glasses. Yeah.
Oh, apt. We were talking about that in the first part.
Were we? Because of the bees?
No, because of his father.
Oh, we were. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. This show, we're fucking layered, bro.
Yeah, we're fucking dope.
Where the fuck is
thanks.
The...
Yeah, there it is. Right there.
Yeah, but is this just another... I'm trying to find when he talks about it.
That looks like... Oh, we pretended to be Vegito?
Yeah, but see, now I can't. I should have done some more research before the show.
He better be talking about old GT Vegito and not Super Vegito. Super sucks.
See, everyone's added music to it. I would have thought that goddamn clip would have had it. But basically, yeah, he just said he just started screaming like his favorite Dragon Ball character.
Vegito!
Hold on.
Mr. Mime? I guess it's Pokemon. It's the one that looks like that, too. Popo?
Oh, yeah,
Mr.
Popo.
Mr. Popo.
Actually, Because, yeah, there is someone else that was upset about that as well. That
yeah,
was,
I saw. It's a guy that... I think he just...
Well, no, did you see the guy that was burning him, though? That was no. Oh, okay, yeah.
I saw a guy that everyone's like, hey, look in the mirror, bro. That's what I saw. Hold on. It was his brothers that were roasting him, though, for the record.
Whose brothers?
His brothers.
Blues Brothers.
I'm saying it wasn't like a bunch of racists. It was like... His bros were like going, hey, look in the mirror, my dude.
I wanna be ninja.
I want to be stung
by
bees.
I was thinking about the ninja lady while I was being stung.
Ah, fuck. Let me go ahead. Yeah, because there's this other. Yeah, this was the guy that was upset about.
So tell me why I'm scrolling through Twitter, right?
Wait, he's mad about Ma and Boo. Oh wait, no, that's regular Boo.
Y'all are saying rest in power.
Oh, that's Mr. Popo,
a man who literally designed this racist-ass character design. Now, we all watch Dragon Ball Z, so we've seen Mr. Popo before, but I can understand why this person got mad, because this nigga looks like it. Look at this nigga. I can't believe this nigga chose to disrespect Akira Toriyama on the day of his death. Well, since you want to send Akira Toriyama off with that, let's see if we can send you off with this. Nigga, if you don't get your big ass Bridget from Trolls, Rage, Shinron, Elder Guru, Majin Buu, Tech, Go Tanks, Hoggins, Greed Lee, Janemba, Black Eyed, Jirobi, Luffy, Gear 4, Tank Man, Grimace, Queen, Big Mom, Gloria from Madagascar, PJ from a Goofy Movie, Growth Sister, Rasputia, BFP the Fag Man, Steel from Juice, FaZe I Love, Big X the Plug, look at this fat ass nigga, fat nigga from 8 Mile, built ass, the fuck up out of here.
He made the same mistake I did. He called regular Boo Mahin Boo the first time.
Aww.
We've all been there.
Now, what I'm learning, because, I mean, I've always known that young black men love Dragon Ball, but people online keep talking about how Mexicans love Dragon Ball. I didn't realize this.
So
I wasn't aware of this.
I think the modern thing is that black people in general have, like, gotten super into anime, but, like, when people, roughly, like, our age group were in, like, middle school and stuff, and there just wasn't a lot of anime. It was always like the Mexican dude that was like drawing Dragon Ball Z on his notebook or like wearing a Dragon Ball Z shirt and stuff.
Because all the memes are like it's like a guy crying, and it's like the cartel member when I said Goku would hate this. It's like he ripped my face off and shit.
It is a modern thing that the black dudes are the anime guys. The old school DBZ heads, like the people that were wearing like. You know, there's like they look like a Hawaiian shirt, but they've got Goku on it or some shit. It was Filipino dudes and Mexican dudes. They were the ones wearing those shirts.
The OGs.
Yeah, they were the OGs.
They were. There was over 9,000 of them.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. And to be fair, there's all because there were so many Filipinos, they probably thought that most of them were Mexicans, and so they just assumed they were all Mexicans.
Yeah. The Mexicans of the sea.
Yeah.
Filipinos.
Mexicans of the sea.
Yeah.
Never seen it. Don't know anything about it.
I mean, it's like it's a gateway anime, so I think that's why so many people have seen it.
It sounds like you're going to call it gay.
I mean, Dragon Ball Super sucks. I don't like Dragon Ball Super. I'm a GT guy. Mm-hmm. Give me GT. No Super for me.
Why does Dragon Ball Super
suck?
Okay,
so Dragon Ball, like the fastest possible version is it went Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT. GT, a lot of people didn't like the stuff they did with it. And then Dragon Ball just ended. It was just like there was no more Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Then Akira Toriyama said, "Hey, guess what? Dragon Ball's back, baby, and we're pretending GT didn't happen." They pulled a fucking they pulled one of those. And then Super replaced GT, but then Super was way worse than GT in my opinion. And I think it's kind of split. The audience is split. It's about 60-40. A lot of people didn't realize how good they had it when GT was out. So it's kind of one of those things. It's one of those
so
like...
So you like GT.
I'm a GT guy, not a
Zenpai
Super guy.
Zenpai is disgusted, it looks like, in the chat. It looks like he is not like GT.
Take your fucking Rose God, Super Saiyan God, Teal, and shove it up your ass like that guy at the antique store. I will take Covered in Fur, Super Saiyan 4, thank you very much.
Have they done they've done the live action Dragon Ball?
Yeah, I had the kid from
the Chum Scrubber.
Oh, it was the kid from Shameless, right?
And, yeah.
War of the World. Okay, because for some reason I wasn't sure I was thinking of Avatar with that. But that was Dragon Ball, wasn't it?
It's quite a bad movie. It's like kind of famous for being bad.
Zenpai's just saying neither. He says it ends with DBZ for him.
Okay, I mean, that's, I would say that, like, that's not a terrible option, because again, GT at first was like, oh no, like, no thank you. Again, think of it like the horror movies that go like 4, 5, 6, 7, and then someone goes, I'm making it, and it actually, it starts at where 2 left off. It's the new 3.
Yeah,
they were doing that, but with Dragon Ball. So at the time, there was a time where GT was considered like, oh no, they fucked up. They went too far. But they didn't realize how good they had it until Super came out, and they realized like, oh, Super's just like a worse version of GT. It's just a stupider version of GT. Except Ultra Instinct. Ultra Instinct's pretty cool.
But so you're saying GT kind of sucked, but maybe turned it around a bit.
I always
wasn't the worst.
I always liked GT, but I understood why people were like Senpai were like, nah, no, no, thank you. But then watching Super will make you realize, like, never mind. I think maybe GT was on to something.
This is neither
GT Barnum. This sounds like a circus.
This is neither here nor there, but we do have to watch that quick clip as a palate cleanser of the fake black guy in the shoe.
This guy. See if you can find him.
The shoe video. Okay. Yeah, look. See if you can find the fake black guy.
Okay.
They're selling shoes on like TikTok or something.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the thing that's kind of an issue is that TikTok has like the shop now, and basically every creator, it's turned into infomercials. Like everything now is trying to sell you like a fucking like a portable monitor or
there's the black girl brush. I bought my mom one. There's the under eye serum. There's constantly fucking people talking about the under eye serum, and then there's the black girl brush. You can like pull through any type of tangle.
Yeah.
My mom's hair gets tangled out of the shower, and she was like, it's a nightmare. So I got her the black girl brush, and it's fucking amazing.
That?
It's called the unbrush.
Okay.
But it's like, but like black girls are like, this is fucking the greatest brush in the world.
Or people selling those fake handhelds that have like a bunch of emulators on them or shit like
I have
that.
One of those. Yeah.
They good?
Yeah.
C54. Just follow me. Let me share for you next one. Thank you, everyone. Stay here with me. Okay, honey. Well,
let me
if
trust
you
some
like
Chinese
it,
person to tell me about shoes.
They are very good quality and very low price. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, my honey.
Is that like a paper mache face?
It's like a green man mask.
Yeah, it's like
like you can see through that.
Yeah, it's like a Zentai suit, but like green man, because it's a Zentai suit, but with like a print of. Above Kanye?
Yeah, it's almost like when someone wears pantyhose to rob a place, but if they had a face on the front.
Wow.
It's awesome.
That
it's like
awesome.
Spider-Man.
Okay, 54. Very, very cool.
His hands are just white.
Dude, if it's small enough, you almost wouldn't notice. Or if
it really
stayed
is like
in the
Kanye.
Background, you wouldn't have noticed. Yeah, I think
it's really
Kanye.
I think that is Kanye. Kanye's here promoting Nike.
Ready, follow my brother, Kanye.
He made the mask out of Kanye's shoe.
It's so fun because what is the point? I mean, does that sell more shoes, do you think? Somehow?
Fake Kanye?
To other Chinese people, probably. But she's speaking English, so that's bizarre.
Yeah. Are you already follow me?
That's awesome.
Anyways, just a quick palate cleanser. Just the fake black guy trying to sell you Nikes.
I love it. I'm here for it.
That's how I do
thank you, everyone.
Crimes like the driver from Drive.
If you like it, please they are very good quality and very low price. Thank you, everyone. Stay here with me. Thank you, my honey. Okay, 54. Very
thank you, my honey.
Honey, I already follow my brother, Kenya. I already follow me.
Yeah, they're just like, follow, click to buy. We get commission or whatever the fuck. Buy my junk. Buy my drop ship
junk. They should start selling the black guy masks.
That I would buy that.
Yeah.
Yes, I would buy the black guy mask.
Dude, maybe this is a back door. Maybe they go like, buy these shoes. Oh, this mask you say? No, I could never. Are you sure you want the mask?
I'm
going to a box full of them.
I'm never going to stop going to BLM protests, but I am masking up because COVID is not over.
Yeah, you're like, guys.
I'm dead face explaining that with that mask on. Like, listen, guys. it's just Kanye.
You're behind us. You're like, guys, you putting your masks on? We're about to walk into the airport. We turn around. You've got Kanye mask on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're frisking me. Okay. Stop and frisk, guys. Ow, your handcuffs hurt. Your handcuffs are too tight. Ow.
My ass. Jeff's sticking the Kanye mask up his ass.
You guys excited for the big Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight?
Woo! When is it?
30-year difference.
Is it in
between
May?
Those two.
When is it?
It's got to be.
The only,
man.
I mean, I guess if it's on, although it's on Netflix, but do you think they're going to charge extra for it or no?
Nah, it's going to be like the other live stuff they've done because they've been trying to do that. Like they did a tennis thing. They did a, there's a couple live things that weren't comedy specials. I'm spacing on any of them now.
Because, yeah, I mean, if it's because I already have Netflix, I wouldn't like pay extra for a service for this because I think it's retarded. But I mean, I guess if I have Netflix, I'll watch. Oh, it's in July. I'll watch it for the carnival factor.
Fight night at gyms.
Like most things, I'll just not watch it and know that anything that's worth watching will the internet will surely show me.
Yeah.
And then I'll just see it afterwards on Twitter.
Time to put Iron Mike to sleep. Well, it's funny because at first I read like Luis J. Gomez tweet about it and I agreed with it. And I was like, why am I, this is retarded. Why am I agreeing with him? Because he's like, I had more respect for Jake Paul. I thought he wouldn't do stuff like this. And I was like, wait a minute. I don't think that.
That's
of course
all,
he would do shit like this.
That's all. Again, like I kind of mentioned this in the group chat, but that seems to be the boxer's thing is be a boxer normally for a while. But then the second you can like make a clout fight that has nothing to do with anything other than money, you fucking jump all over it.
But kind of to his point, it did feel like he was trying to legitimize himself.
He did for a bit, yeah.
And
but you have to. You have to do that for a while.
Yeah, it just feels like keep doing that. But then again, that's probably harder. It's, I mean...
Well, he was undefeated for a while, right? Do you think he lost a fight? I don't know when he lost his fight.
I lost a fight. I think
he's lost one.
Okay.
But I don't know when it was, so if it was recently...
I think this would just be like Logan Paul versus Mayweather where nothing happens. You're like, wow, that was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Or are they both just like... Because neither one can lose, right? Or does Iron Mike put them down?
Well, that's what I was trying to think. Well, because like if... I don't feel like Jake Paul gains anything either way. Like even if, say he like beats up Mike Tyson, who's 57, brutally, which he probably wouldn't, but say he did, are we going to be like, whoa... He beat up Mike Tyson. We're just going to be like, all right, well, he beat up an old Mike Tyson.
Well, we don't think less of him, and then he gets a lot of money.
But
right?
We would. But if he loses,
it'd be like bitch ass.
If he loses, it'd be like, he lost to a 6-year-old. Even though it's like, right, technically that's still Mike Tyson.
He has nothing to lose from a win, but he has a lot to lose from a loss.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess kind of you could still be like, yeah, I beat up Mike. But Jeff's probably the most right. It's just going to be this thing. I don't know how many rounds this is supposed to be, but it'll just go like the full rounds.
He'll win, and then like Tyson like won't get knocked out or anything, but it'll be like Jake Paul wins.
But so, everyone will be like, that's bullshit. Yeah. Judges fucked up.
Vince McMahon left WWE and wrote this.
Yeah,
it's like the last fight that was interesting, that was hyped, was when Tyson bit Holyfield's ear off. And I think people were pissed because it was like the second round.
Well, there's that is Nate Diaz, that's the boxer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like the only one anyone cares about anymore, right?
No,
Nick and Nate?
No, he's a UFC and he did do it. And he did horribly.
Well, then shit, there's a boxer.
Like disgraced himself.
Oh, yeah. He got fucked up, right?
Yeah. He just got beat up by a guy. And
there's
then,
a boxer then that I'm thinking of. It's what, maybe it's not them, but it's like, it's a name that if you hear, you go, oh, yeah, that's one of the guys.
Jake Paul?
No.
Mayweather does like, he fought Jake Paul, but it was exhibition.
I wish I could remember who it was because I think there's like, because there's not very many, but I think there's like one of them still that like, anyone, it's a guy that keeps talking shit about
Dylan Danis.
About was whatever this Paul, whatever this
Dylan
Paul
Danis
is.
That's the one that fought Nate Diaz and he won.
Oh, okay.
Or he lost to Nate, or no, he fought Logan Paul. I'm stupid.
Okay. Well, one of them keeps talking shit about Jake Paul, and I would imagine he's the one.
Yeah, Jake Paul fought one of the Diaz brothers, right?
Okay. I think he did fight Nate Diaz.
What was his loss?
Yeah,
I know
Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz.
How recent was his loss?
Like a couple months ago, I think. He beat Nate Diaz.
I'm wondering like when Jake Paul's one loss was though, because if it was
Does he have a loss?
He has one.
Huh. Does he?
I'm not sure.
I
think he has like 11 fights and one loss.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like KSI or something.
Because I think I saw Netflix literally
lost a split decision to Tommy Fury.
Okay. Was that his most recent match?
After starting his boxing career facing fellow YouTubers and former MMA fighters, Paul, 27, lost a split decision to Tommy Fury in February 2023.
Oh, okay. So, maybe that could have been pretty recently as far as his fights go, because I know there's like big gaps between them. So
big gaps.
Maybe it really was like, cool, I had a great record. I lost a split decision. Let's turn this into the clout chasing nonsense that everyone expected me to be for a while.
Well, like Aramis in the chat, even if he's older, it's still Mike Tyson. Yeah, I get it. That's why he's doing the fight. But also, it's kind of like, I don't know. It doesn't, does it prove anything?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah, you could still be like, oh, I stepped in the ring with Mike Tyson, but it's not the same as stepping in the ring with Mike Tyson in the 90s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair though, Tyson does look great for his age. But he also sometimes when I see him, like when there's podcast clips of him, sometimes it's clear that he's just like an old rickety old man too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, isn't there that video of him like trying to stand on a skateboard and like falling?
Yeah, but that's a skateboard. I mean, but yeah, like it will probably be like he can still probably punch and stuff. Then you see him walk out and he's like, eh.
Yeah.
So like if he got in range, he would probably punch.
Well, he probably gets gassed super fast.
Yeah, because all he does is blow ounces of Kush. Dude. Yeah.
But I mean, say Tyson does lose. Yeah, because that's what I was trying to think. I was like, I think most of the clips I see, he's just like coughing really hard from smoking weed. But yeah, if he does lose, is that how bad is that for him?
Again, he's
depends on how he loses. If he gets like knocked out of the ring,
well, it's not like he's shit. What was that other boxer? The one that always just defensive boxes?
Mayweather.
No, Lennox Lewis. Oh,
it's not like he's Mayweather, where he's at the end of his career, so he can claim age, but he's still a boxer. He's like, no, I haven't been a boxer in 20 years. Like, he has nothing to lose. It doesn't matter. He is like, oh, yeah, I lost to a 26-year-old guy who had won a bunch of boxing matches. Mm. Oh, no, everyone's going to, like, my legacy.
He could lose his damn life in there. It'd be Paul like, gets his paws on him.
Yeah, if he dies in the ring,
yeah,
that'd
he
be
hits
great.
The stool like Million Dollar Baby.
It'd be like if Jordan right now went and played, like, one-on-one basketball with a guy who's in his prime and loses. No one's going to be like, oh, Jordan's legacy, it's over. Oh, yeah, also fuck Jordan, but still. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to think of, like, guys like that.
Nah, he's fine. I don't have a beef.
Fuck
basketball.
I've always said I grew up in Salt Lake as a Jazz fan during the Jordan 4 years where the Jazz were the best team except for the Bulls, and the Bulls kept beating us, so now I hate Michael Jordan. I've never seen Space Jam because I hated Michael Jordan.
You've never seen Space Jam?
I didn't want to see it. No kids, no little kids in Salt Lake wanted to see Space Jam because we all hated Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but Bugsy Bogues was there and Charles Barkley.
Steve
Van Zandt.
We were all either fans of the Utah Jazz or the Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay.
We know Michael Jordan for us. No, thank you, ma'am.
I guess I didn't even realize that Tyson had a fight in 2020. I don't remember this.
Oh, it was with another old guy.
With Roy Jones Jr. The lockdown knockdown.
Oh, that does sound a little familiar.
I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, and I think it was like, on like one of these things. Because like
it was a COVID
promotion
thing.
Well, because also, and it was one of Jake Paul's first fights was in that, or like his second fight was on that card.
Okay.
He fought Nate Robinson.
Shit, maybe that's the name I was thinking of. That's maybe what I thought it was Nate Diaz. I know there's a fucking boxer's name that I'm like, oh, I know
Nate
that guy.
Robinson's a basketball player, and he got knocked out clean. That's the one where he like walked into
okay,
it.
Okay, then
like,
I don't know who the fuck I'm thinking of, and it's going to make me cum.
And I guess Jake Paul just had a fight last weekend.
I didn't know this. I had no idea.
Maybe I guess that's why you have to do this shit, because it's like, oh, because usually I don't follow anything about it, but when he has one of these fights, I hear about it, where I'm at least like aware, like, oh, Jake Paul has a fight. I had no idea he fought someone a week ago.
Well, personally, I'm Logang, so that's why I don't
know
what's going on.
Yeah, Logang forever.
But also, like, I do think Logan Paul kind of sucks, but now that he's, like, in WWE, and he's, like, always putting on bangers, I'm kind of below. I do kind of like him now.
He's never sucked. He's always been awesome.
Since day one in Japan,
I do like him as a wrestler. I admit it.
He's always been an awesome dude.
He betrayed Randy Orton or something.
He had. I would argue that his Elimination Chamber match was probably his weakest match he's ever had. But he was also not in there to do any huge spots. He was in there to be a clown who was getting the shit beat out of him. He sold one of the best Randy RKOs I've seen in a while was against him. He did a great job selling that.
Slag.
Fight promo.
It's weird that Jake Paul's bigger than him. Like, height-wise.
Come on, sign the contract.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Calls him the N-word.
Sign the contract.
He's not even looking at the same thing with each eye. Like, he's fucking, he's out to lunch.
What if we make a shirt that says sign the contract? It has your signatures already there.
Yeah. Thanks, Jake Paul. I'll
put
it
on, Mike. But wear it. We made one.
He starts punching that guy in the plane again.
But I guess it's good spectacle for Netflix because you're right. They are trying to like sell this these live events that they're doing. Did they do like the SAG Awards like a week or two ago or something like that?
I don't remember. They've been making an effort this year specifically to be like, we've got live events once a month or something.
They did that Chris Rock special about a year ago or a few months ago, whatever it was.
Well, and that's all boxing is anymore, right? It's like, especially when like YouTubers started boxing and shit like that, boxing became like,
yeah, you never hear about like, well, especially with UFC because you hear about UFC, you don't hear about whoever these big champions are.
Yeah, there's lots of tiers, there's lots of cards, there's lots of guys.
They don't have a star.
Boxing
power
is nothing. It's literally like novelty shit. That's why Jake Paul was able to legitimize himself, because that fucking that whole battlefield was barren, and so he get to go like, shit, all I have to do is like take my YouTube followers and like try and legitimize myself. Fuck it, I'll do it.
I want to see Boogie fight again. I want to see Boogie fight Tyson. I want to see Boogie fight. Wait, no, he didn't fight Butterbean, but he should fight Butterbean.
I want to see Butterbean fight Badland Chugs.
I want to see Boogie fight Badland
Chugs. Oh, I want to see Badland Chugs fucking TKO on Boogie.
I wonder, is Badland Chugs still alive?
Yes, definitely. Dude, what if he died during COVID? Do you know how sad we'd be?
Oh, we'd be bummed.
I know he didn't, but I'm saying, like, can you imagine?
What's he been up to? You wonder. Let's take a look. What do you think Badland's been up to?
Drinking something.
No, Badland's chugging?
Water,
Spirit
boom.
Zero. Whoa. Chinese mint soda.
Let's check it out.
Sprite Zero. Why did I say Spirit?
Let me see it. Sprite Zero Chinese mint? You know, to this day, outside of Baja Blast Zero Sugar, I think the best soda I've ever had was when we were at Epcot. It was the Sprite Cucumber soda, and it was fucking spectacular. They didn't have it when we went back the second time for you guys to try Beverly. Oh, but that Sprite Cucumber, man.
I bet you can never guess, okay? Does this ring a bell?
Look at him. He's dressed like Run DMC.
How about...
Badlands
right
should just
here.
Like pivot into ASMR.
Oh,
he's got a good voice. He could do it.
All the way.
Right. Might help
China.
His health too.
Is he gonna pour it into that weird decanter globe?
I hope so.
And the fact that they're sprites, oh my goodness. This really
I think like the Chinese and the Japanese, they're doing too much with sodas these days. Like, just stop.
Is this Chinese?
Stop what
soda?
You're doing.
It's Japanese.
Oh, it is Chinese.
Oh, it is Chinese.
Yeah, it says Chinese. Chinese
yeah, I don't
mint,
want
soda.
Mint soda.
They're
no,
doing
they...
too much, dude.
Hey, if it tastes good, it tastes good.
No, sometimes you're just doing too much. Like, Oreos are doing too much. Potato chips are doing too much these days. Mm-hmm. Like, just stop. Like, things already were as good as they're going to get, and you keep being like, well, let's do a little bit more.
Fortnite changed everything, Jim.
It never makes it better.
Fortnite is making it so that everyone has to do that.
This is pre-Fortnite, though. They've been. This is probably what gave us Fortnite in the first place.
How about this, then, Jim? Have you even thought about this? Goodlands chugs, because we like him so
much.
Yeah,
no, we like him. But enough of your fucking vending machines with a bunch of crap in it. Go fuck yourself.
Tell this right here, Sprite Mint, is a lemon lime mint soda all the way from China. Zero sugar, zero calories, which is good, all right? But yo, let's just taste
it. Punch drunk like Tyson from drinking stuff. He's like, yeah, oh sign the contract.
Well, at least there's no calories, no sugar.
Yeah.
As usual.
Right
all
in the
right?
pile so, in my front yard.
Pinky up. Let's see what this is all about.
Ever pinky up for Badlands.
Yeah, pinky up, Badlands.
Jeff, do you hate Badlands?
You call that a chug, bro?
He does not like it.
Yeah, he doesn't like
cuts
it.
So
it
has a nice, doing the Chinese voice.
Light.
Dawn.
Crisp taste. Definitely taste the mint leaves.
You oh, yeah, he's pouring it into the can.
Dude, what if he was wearing like a rice paddy hat? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let's just put the world back on its axis, okay? And let's just open a few of these.
Yeah, let's get a time lapse here, big boy. Come on. Yeah,
the one thing I do notice about these sprites is...
They mint.
They're not as carbonated as the Sprite we have here in America.
Oh, it's going to be easy then.
Okay, because everyone knows.
Because that's always what stops them.
It's a nice room temperature flat globe mint.
How are you supposed
Sprite.
To chug out of this globe?
Suck it like a dick.
Is it like a? Is it gonna attach to a funnel or some shit?
There's something to do with how decanters work, where like it stuff pours out of them nicely.
The chug out of this puppy.
For a chug,
we'll
though?
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Maybe it regulates it coming out smoothly.
It just spews it everywhere.
Let's just top this puppy off.
Bad choice.
Oh, yeah.
This is not impressive.
I think he's just going to smash it on his mouth and it's going to crack open.
Let's chug.
He sucks it like a water bottle real quick.
Sprite
if like folds in.
Mint. All the way from China in the brand new 50-ounce chug globe, okay?
Chug globe.
The biggest one I can find. If you see any out there bigger, let your boy know. I want to chug big old globe, you know what I'm saying? Like we had in school.
I like how he just thinks that all of these are globes, so he just needs to find a bigger globe.
Without further ado, Sprite Mint, folks. 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
Enough talk.
Yeah.
I'm glad that that shed in the background is about to chug because it's in perfect focus.
Whoa, look at him go. That's going to take forever.
Yeah, this is not a good chugging apparatus.
Yeah, maybe
it's coming out quicker than I thought it would, but it still feels like this is delaying the chug.
Yeah, this is not a good look. Look at this.
I mean, he's still, like, look at his gullet, though. His gullet's going quick. Don't get me wrong.
No, I know, but he's sucking on a little too.
I think he decided he's doing this for a living, and maybe he needs to, like, work on, like, speed doesn't matter as much as long as he can do the full chug.
This is not the Badlands I know.
Yeah, I saw
one of the videos after this was the boot.
I mean, it does look like he's dying, though.
Yeah.
No.
Look at his eyes.
Not from
like
shiny
dying.
Sprite Mint.
He's going into, like, guided meditation right now. This is like doing a...
Are we going to have a good burp here or what? Spikes it, smashes it.
Whew.
Too minty.
Minty.
bad man.
Not enough carbonation.
Just imagine Sprite. It was like just spearmint. Oh,
ugh.
My goodness.
Sounds awful.
Imagine
you brush
like
your
chewing
teeth
some
and drink
gum,
Chinese
some
Sprite.
Double mint or spearmint. No, more like spearmint. Imagine chewing like some Wrigley spearmint gum. And just sipping a Sprite right after.
No, I don't want to.
That's like one of the
no, Jim, you have to. I need both of you guys to imagine it.
Let's just see something with the boot before we.
Yeah, see, the boot was right before it.
He's never brushed his
the
teeth.
The mystery big can six pack and new Coca-Cola.
He's going to chug energy drinks?
Arizona mystery mixed with Coca-Cola. Huh. Put it in the boot.
Oh, my
hey, you know what I say?
Books.
Put it in the boot.
We got our hands on the Arizona Mystery Box. Man, I hear they got some new flavors in here.
He's going to mix them all
together.
Yeah, I guess mix
stuff.
Them all together.
Man, but which flavors? Now that's...
You know what?
That's the mystery.
That book podcast would never do this.
Well,
yeah,
folks,
no way.
The Arizona Mystery Box. There's nothing else left to do.
Jesus,
but
15 minutes. Bobong.
Let's go.
Ooh, I love it when a plan comes together.
What would be cooler, right, though, so is the cans themselves should just have question marks on them.
Yeah.
It should be a literal mystery until you start drinking it.
Is that thing on his chest audio, Jerry?
It might be. It might be a microphone, yeah.
Tropical chills.
All right, we don't care. Just put them in the fucking boot and drink it.
Jim, you need to show some goddamn respect to Badlands Chuck.
Badlands,
I really like.
I feel like Badlands didn't change. You guys changed.
Now this boot's getting me hyped again. And if he mixes it with
I
a Coca-Cola.
Got something off the TikTok shop, okay? A new Coca-Cola creation.
Oh
my
no!
Goodness.
Happy tears.
This one
what
is
the fuck?
Happy tears.
Why is there
comes
cum on the
like
front?
A, you
it's
know,
a tear,
like
Mike.
Agent 47 or
are you
Golden
sure?
007. Carrying case, all right, yo.
You get a new soda that comes in a briefcase.
That's
why
he's dressed like Odd Job.
Is it like a stirrer that's like a clear stirrer?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
What on earth?
Happy tears, okay?
You fucked
okay,
the sticker
I guess
up. No, it comes in a cool-ass container.
Yeah, happy. It takes two keys.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on, dude?
It's got to be like one of those like, hey, this costs like $500. Yeah, like
collector's thing.
Yeah, it's like a crazy, hey, this is a crazy thing you can buy.
Speed laps him using two keys?
Hey, he can't get the keys open.
The keys fit, though, but I don't know if I got to like turn this.
No
like,
way.
Oh, my God, dude.
Simultaneously, so.
Oh, okay. I thought he couldn't.
I ain't taking no chances. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Hey, oh, okay, hip-hop. You want to do this
it's
happy tears thing with me, all right? It got two keys, and
he's
I don't
panicking,
know if it's like
but he's
the,
trying to cover it up.
Know, the launch codes, you know what I'm saying? You got to turn it.
Oh, he's just doing a bit, and he's not good at bits.
No, right. He's panicking. So, you
want, yeah, that would be the happy, that'll be the unhappy tears, okay? So,
that's wife.
All right, we'll just okay, move that over.
Oh, my God, hurry up. What is in this thing?
What is this?
It's just going to be like an energy drink, like shaped, like. Can or something, right?
They don't want us to have whatever's in here.
How do they not know how to do this?
Okay.
Let's do another take.
If these are like nuclear launch codes, and we have to
this is not a bit.
We don't be dead.
Shall we play a game?
What the hell? Oh, get up, get up. Right, hold on, hold on. Flip it this way.
What the fuck?
There we go.
All right, finally.
All right. You remember Pulp Fiction when he opened the briefcase?
I remember.
Are we happy?
Wow.
Yeah, happy tears.
Just literally two sodas.
What the fuck is it?
This is so wonderful. What
it got us.
I can't see what's going on.
It totally got me because now I'm like, I'm locked in.
But it's because he's annoying with how long he's taking to do all this shit.
Well, I just mean Coke got me because I'm like, what is this? And do I need to buy one?
Do we need to get happy tears?
What we're here for
throw that there.
The
I hope he dumps
tears,
that in the mix.
All right.
It comes with a spirit jersey.
He better.
Look at this.
It does look like
it
has cum on it.
It has like a thing here.
Yeah, it's got pre-cum all over it.
Wow. What
I call Coke, right? But like, yeah, excuse me, there's pre-cum all right, over so both my sodas and my soda case.
With one hand. Ooh, sorry. Ooh, it's all good.
Excuse the bad manners.
It's all right. So, take
he's
a sip.
Pouring
pinky
it
up.
In
pinky
there.
Up.
Oh,
big
shit.
Sip.
Yeah, what's it taste like?
Damn, dog, this cum.
Good.
Yeah.
Flavorful.
Has the Coca-Cola taste?
Yeah.
Zero calories.
Uh huh.
I'll try it.
Wait, it just tastes like Coke.
Like Coke Zero or something.
Yeah.
Like- yeah. Zero sugar celebrates acts of kindness with a TikTok exclusive creation. Happy Tear Zero Sugar launches in the United States and Great Britain on February 17th, Random Acts of Kindness Day. Limited edition offering combines a timeless Coke taste infused with a salty splash of minerals.
Sounds good.
And a sweet pinch of peach, drawing inspiration from the tears of joy brought on by small everyday acts of kindness.
You know what I like in my drink? Minerals and peach.
Fans are encouraged to share their own drops of joy through the new TikTok effect that prompts a random act of kindness. Someone's selling theirs on
like
eBay
Coke
for
Zero,
$80.
With like some, like grape in
that means it costs less. Wait, yeah. More than that. Wait, less than that?
Here we go.
Let me see. That's someone's good. Selling it for $25, but is that like open? Is that just like you could buy our?
There's like plastic wrap over the top with a band.
Yeah, no. Someone's selling it for $25. Oh, $15 in shipping though.
Yeah, we should do it.
Yeah, we should.
We tried the other one. Remember the weird one that was like beer?
Okay.
Or it was like thick?
Okay.
Nitrous something?
Just
or
imagine
nitrous
a Coke
Pepsi?
Zero with
oh,
like
we
a
did. That's right.
Too,
yeah.
Okay. There's like something in there.
I know
it's
we're
like
constantly
twine.
Biting
okay.
Badlands Shark yeah. style, but.
It's fridge cold now because it's 40 degrees out here. So
fridge cold.
Let's do it.
I forgot. We wanted to see him chug the Arizona mystery can.
This is what it is. All six. Of the Arizona Mystery Pack drinks, okay? Oh, man, this is going to be good. Smells good. Fridge cold.
He was grossed out.
But let's do it.
He dipped, his,
cold.
Three,
he dipped
two,
his finger
one.
In the Arizona mixer and was
enough
gross.
Talk
grossed out about
with
it.
The flyover.
Here we go. This is the Badlands I know. How many ounces is that again?
A boot? I don't know.
Well, I guess you got six. How many ounces of those Arizona tea cans?
24? He did it, though. Under 30, baby.
In, 27 seconds.
Whew. And it was fridge cold, too.
Delicious.
Yeah, they're like 23 ounces.
Yeah. All the way down to the last drop, folks.
138 ounces.
This is good. Except for that nasty. Hold on, open the pop. I want you to try this.
What is that?
All right. I don't know what we're doing now. We get caught up sometimes. We get lost in the sauce known as Badlands Chug's enchanting eyes and chins.
I'm enchanted by all of his chins, but the third one's my favorite.
I'm blowing all the blowing all the
lucky
the lucky angels near.
See,
beverages and drinks, liquids and another drink, soda, candy, a house. You gotta see.
Yes, we did it.
Badlands Chugs.
Shout out to Badlands. We had to get him on the Streamathon.
Yeah,
he's probably attainable.
You think?
I think we might be able to swing a Badlands.
You know, I'd actually be fucking so hyped if we got Badlands on the show.
I've actually been keeping a list of people that we should get, and so I'll add Badlands to the list.
Favorite part of the show?
What was I laughing super hard at?
Sad Boy Jim. Are you alive?
That's right. Yeah, are you alive?
I was like dying laughing at something. Oh! The retard on the flatbed.
Oh yeah. The Yas Queen.
Yeah.
Wow. We had a packed show. I love when people are letting us know that they are alive. They were unknowingly letting me know they were alive this week. So that's much appreciated. Whatever you can do, throw us a sub. Throw us a Prime sub. Throw us an email. Throw us a voicemail. Comment, whatever the fuck, whatever you want to do, man, just let us know, because we need to know if you're alive out there. The Mexican Parma.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. I'm excited to find out more about that.
The guy putting stuff up his ass.
Well, yeah.
Always great.
That got me horny, though. That's not funny.
Macaulay Culkin's dad.
Oh yeah. What we do with money.
Oh yeah, we had some good financial advice. Miami's shutting down spring break. We talked about it all. We did it all. Oh, and you know what? The fucking Bupak edit was great too.
Oh, thank you, Stax. Stax rules, best dude. Hey, you know where you can find us, other best dudes?
Where at?
Patreon.com/Jim and Them, where after what I would imagine takes roughly 20 seconds, you can join the free tier, where twice a week we add shows from the Patreon for the free tier. Don't know how long we're going to be doing it, but we're going to be doing it for a little bit so that we have a nice little collection of stuff on there for people to check out. If you are already a member of the Patreon, which you should be, maybe check out the free tier, because I'm always noticing that there are people that are like seeing those shows as if it's the first time they've ever seen them. So hey, maybe there's some secret gems out there that you didn't even realize if you're already a member of the Patreon. And if you're not either of those, you got frankly no excuse, because one of them is free and one of them will make you feel as if it's free, because it's almost like we're giving you money, because we're just giving you all this great stuff. You're going to be like, oh my God, this is the best. This is so good. Jim, what kind of stuff is going to make them feel that way?
Well, we just put up part two of our Book'em Dano episode 13 book club discussion. That's now available. We also have a movie commentary coming up shortly, our discussion of the movie The Glimmer Man, starring Steven Seagal. There's also a new Jimtervention that's ready for you to enjoy. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Shout out real quick, Captain Olive Stern. He's in the chat saying he's alive.
Oh my God.
Zenpai saying God's not dead. He's surely alive.
Hell yeah. So. We did put the first movie commentary in the free tier. So,
ooh, excellent.
If you want to know what the movie commentaries are like, we did the very first one. That has been added to the free tier is up there. It's the Jack Reacher 2 commentary.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. You know what I'm saying yes to, Jim?
What's that? What is that?
Someone asking me if I want showswhatyouknow.com to be one of my favorites, one of my tabs at the top of my browser.
Oh, yes, that's right. And it should be. It's a podcast I host with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows. We also discuss the war on television, the war from television on podcasts.
Whoa.
And, you know, a little of this, a little of that. You can find it all at showswhatyouknow.com. What are you waiting for?
Sounds pretty fantastic. Yeah. I think I'm going to check it out. Jeff, what is happening in the world of Murph Dirt?
What up? Follow Jeff X Murphy on Instagram. Don't know when the clips are coming, but they're coming. I think Shock Collar next week. I'm not sure.
You're doing it, or they're going to finally upload it?
I think I'm doing it next week, but nice. I'm not sure. So keep you. Save your flights. Get your flights early. If I'm not there, maybe we could go to an open mic. And I finished Berserk. Thank you.
Even oh, wow.
Up to the current chapters. Thank you.
Nice.
And now we're tackling Akira. So we'll read Akira.
Nice.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Akira.
Yeah, Akira Toriyama, R.I.P. Yeah.
And I refuse to say Akira. You know, that's probably how you say it.
Like the anime?
Akira. Yeah.
I believe it's Akira.
Okay.
Akira.
Because it's like Akuma from Street Fighter is not Akuma.
Okay.
Some of those words do kind of that thing, but I don't believe Akira is one of them.
All right.
I could be wrong. I don't believe so.
We're reading Akira.
Sure, roll. My endorsement is a movie that I saw as a mystery film from AMC.
Ooh.
It's a movie called One Life. I didn't know anything about it, and they didn't say the name of the title until the end of the credits at the end.
Ooh.
So I didn't even know what I was watching. It was really, really funny, though, because for mystery movies at AMC, what they do is they tell you what rating it is, and they tell you if it's a horror movie. So they said it was rated PG, and often what it is they're showing you a movie that's within a week or two of coming out. It just so happens that Kung Fu Panda 4 is coming out soon, and it's rated PG. So everyone in that movie theater
thought it was Kung Fu Panda.
Tons of kids, tons of families. You could hear people like being like, skadoosh, skadoosh. Like all these people, super fucking excited.
Yeah, they're probably not going to show a sequel like that, but anyways.
Dude, and it was so funny that everyone in there was like excited for Kung Fu Panda 4, and instead it was like a biopic about a man who saved a bunch of Czechoslovakian children from internment camps during World War II, which is like basically the exact opposite of Kung Fu Panda 4.
I need a one life.
So skadoosh your way down to the movie theater and check out One Life. Okay. I thought it was pretty good. I really liked it. It was a story that I thought was really cool, and I actually didn't realize I knew a little bit about it because there's a moment in the movie that I had like seen circulating on Facebook
from
or something.
News or whatever. Yeah. Or like it's a Maury Povich.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. I didn't know that's what it was until that was happening. I'm like, oh shit, is that clip I saw like a couple of years ago? And it is. And it's just about that dude. And I'm like, this is fucking cool. So, and it's, what's his name?
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins. Super old ass man. Hell of a performance from him. I gotta be honest. It was a great movie. I cried a couple times. Okay. Multiple times. It's kind of hard not to. So that is my endorsement. One Life.
Anthony Hopkins is putting in a lot of great work at the end of his days.
Yeah, he has to make up for Wolfman. So check out Schindler's List or whatever.
Is that a movie you think you ever would have saw otherwise?
No. That's cool about those movies.
Yeah.
That's hard because like...
But even if you heard it was good, because it's just what opportunity... Especially when you're at home, because it's like, well, I could watch this.
Yeah.
So that's why those mystery movies are great.
Yeah, So I ended up like, I think that is one of those movies where like, maybe if it was like I was super bored and I had my AMC Stubbs ticket and I'm like, I just want to see a movie. I'll go see this. But like, it wouldn't have been on my radar and I hadn't heard of it. I literally didn't know it existed. Well, so it was pretty cool.
You get your mystery six pack from Arizona, pour it in a boot, and enjoy the checklist of Holocaust movie.
There was a guy next to me snoring.
And
someone got mad and like poked him and said, hey, pal, if you're going to be in the movie, at least wake up. And I was like, whoa, this guy's cool.
Here, drink this boot.
Me, there you go.
I went to see Imaginary in theaters. It was awful.
I saw your review.
It was so bad.
I didn't think it was going to be amazing, but I was shocked that it was like that bad.
They did it again.
Yeah, they got me.
Chauncey.
What was that movie about? I don't even
know. It's about the scary imaginary friend.
Okay.
Chauncey's old teddy bear. Chauncey's being mean to me.
I haven't even seen Dune 2. I went to see Imaginary instead.
I was thinking about seeing Dune 2, but Dune 1 was so fucking boring, yeah. I couldn't sit through it.
I hear Dune 2 is great, but also a lot of people said Dune 1 was great.
Everyone said Dune 1 was great, so it's like I can't trust anybody, so I'm merely just going to not see Dune 2.
I'll see it. But anyways, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're then.
Now we're out.
Word.